Hello, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal World. This week, we'll feature the music of Showtime, the annual music review at Lawrence High School. It kicked off Thursday night and continues with shows tonight and on Saturday. Later on, we'll tell you about some of the other events going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bet section. First, though, we're joined by Kathy Crispino, the choir director at LHS, and also by Sydney Serrate and Isaac Lewis O'Connor, two seniors and performers at this year's show. Welcome to the podcast. First off, Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of Showtime and what goes into the show every year.
Well, Showtime originally began clear back with Arway Nelson and the idea of For You a Song. He used to do an evening thing in the spring that featured popular music. And then under the direction of Lewis Tilford in the 70s, Showtime really began to take the shape that it has now, and that evolved and continued with Pam Bushhouse, here's director, and Jeff Anderson. We try to maintain a tradition of excellence. We have auditions, usually about 75 tunes will audition for close to 30 spots in the show. So it's really competitive. It's a student-driven project. The students choose the music that they audition with, and the show is only as good every year as the students who bring the music forward for us. So we really count on them to keep things going at a high level.
And Sydney, is this a big deal among students? What do people talk about?
It's a really exciting time for us. We all really look forward to it, and we all put a lot of work into it starting around January and get really excited about it.
Is it a big deal among non-performers as well?
Yeah, I think the other students really expect us to bring forward a good show, and they look forward to it every year. It's probably a really memorable experience for them, even though they're not in it. They probably look forward to just attending and being part of the atmosphere.
Well, let's hear something from the show. This is That's What Friends Are For, done by a quartet of senior boys.
We're your friends. We're your friends. We're your friends to the bitter end.
The bitter end.
When you're alone.
When you're alone.
Who comes around?
Who comes around?
To pluck you up.
To pluck you up.
When you are down.
When you
And when you're
outside looking in, who's there to open the door?
That's
what friends are for.
Who hovers near?
Who hovers near?
Again, that was That's What Friends Are For from The Jungle Book, done by a group of senior boys. And it's one of the songs you'll hear this weekend at Showtime. Isaac, tell us a little bit about the preparation that goes into the event. How do you guys choose who's going to do what?
There is kind of a lot of hodgepodging and mishmashing and throwing together and careful preparation all at the same time. Usually it kind of starts with you having an idea sometime in like November for a song you want to do. You get a group of friends together. Sometimes you're missing a part, so you open it up to the choir and say, hey, we need a bass or we need an alto or somebody. Come join us. And then we just start rehearsing for auditions and then get to auditions. And if you make it past that, then you rehearse some more and polish the piece up for show readiness.
And what makes a good song for Showtime?
A good song is something that you can have a lot of fun with. That song that you just heard was me and three of my best friends. And so part of what made that great for us is because, you know, it's a song about friends and there's three of us, and we're all four of us, and we're all really good friends. So it's really about kind of what you invest in the song and what you can get out of the song that makes it good.
Sydney, how is this different from singing in choir or doing musical theater? How does this fit into the overall big picture, I guess, of what you do musically?
The biggest thing is that it's all student-run, and we get to choose our music, and it's all teamwork among friends, and it's pretty much all student run, and the only instruction we get is when we actually make it into the show.
How about you, Kathy? From your perspective, how does this fit into the big picture of music here at LHS?
Well, my colleague and I like to say that there's a lot that is learned in Showtime, and some of it is music. The students really learn how to work together. They learn what leadership really means, which is not all as glamorous as it might sound to begin with. They also really get an appreciation for detail and for refinement. It doesn't matter what style of music you're presenting. When it comes time to do pop music, that's just as important as when we're performing Messiah, you know, in December.
Let's hear another tune from the show. This is Galileo, originally done by the Indigo Girls, and here done by three senior girls and a senior guy.
Galileo's head was on the plot. His crime was looking up the truth. As the bombshells of my daily fears explode, try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. Now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of height? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight.
Again, that was Galileo, originally done by the Indigo Girls. And it's one of the songs you can hear at Showtime this weekend at LHS. You can check it out for yourself at 7:30 tonight and also 7:30 Saturday at the LHS Auditorium. Tickets are $7. We've been joined by Kathy Crispino, the choir director at LHS, and by students Sydney Serrate and Isaac Lewis O'Connor. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Can any human being ever reach that kind of height? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight.
Now here's a look at some of the other events going on in Lawrence this weekend. The Lawrence Downtown Gallery Walk is from 7 to 9 tonight at 8 Galleries Downtown. University Theater's performance of Guys and Dolls opens this weekend with shows at 7:30 tonight and 7:30 on Saturday. That's at the Crafton Pryor Theater at Murphy Hall. The University Dance Company performs at 7:30 tonight at the Lead Center and also at 2:30 and 7:30 on Saturday. On Golden Pond continues this weekend at Lawrence Community Theater. Shows are at 8 tonight and 8 Saturday and also at 2:30 on Sunday. Austin band The White Ghost Shivers play at the Jackpot Music Hall starting at 10 tonight. And finally, the Lawrence Civic Choir gives its spring concert featuring Mendelssohn's Elijah at 8 Saturday at the Lawrence Free Methodist Church. We'll end the podcast today with another tune from Showtime at Lawrence High School. This is La Cucaracha. Thanks for joining us for this week's podcast. We'll see you back here next Friday.
What is she making?
For it looks so appetizing, with the butter slowly rising.
To the air she started skipping. Then he found that he was stiffing. In the pie so hot and tasty. Now he's just another raisin.
Chugga-la-cha, 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 chugga-la-cha.